This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The European Union on Saturday welcomed the United States' lifting of sanctions imposed by former U.S. President Donald Trump on the International Criminal Court's chief prosecutor. Trump's top diplomat hit Fatou Bensouda and another senior court official with financial sanctions and visa bans last year after the prosecutor launched an investigation into alleged war crimes by U.S. military personnel in Afghanistan. New President Joe Biden's administration on Friday announced it was repealing the measures as it seeks a more cooperative approach on a dispute that has alienated allies. Mr. Biden's administration does, however, continue to oppose the Afghan probe, as well as a separate investigation into alleged war crimes in the Palestinian territories by U.S. ally Israel. Al-Shabaab Islamist fighters attacked two key military bases in Somalia on Saturday, detonating car bombs at both locations before engaging in an intense gun battle with Somali forces. This is according to an army official and witnesses. The attacks happened in the southern region of Lower Shabelle on two bases some 30 kilometers apart. Both are forward operating bases in the fight against the Islamist group. A Somali army general told reporters that the assailants tried to attack, but thanks to brave soldiers who knew about the tricks of the assailants, the militants were defeated and their dead bodies are strewn around. He added that the Somali army is in control of both locations. Al-Shabaab has been waging a long insurgency to unseat the internationally backed government in Mogadishu. The group was driven from the capital in 2011, but it still controls parts of territory in that country. This is VOA News. A Taiwan court on Saturday released on bond the manager of a construction site whose truck authorities believe caused a train accident that killed at least 51 people. This as family members mourn the dead at the crash site. The crash on Friday was Taiwan's worst rail accident in 7 decades. It happened when an express train hit the truck that had slid down a bank beside the track from the building site. The site's manager is suspected of having failed to properly engage the truck's brake. The train with almost 500 people on board was traveling from Taipei, the capital, to Taichung on the east coast when it derailed in a tunnel. India's biggest cities brace for stricter lockdowns and other COVID-19 curbs on Saturday as infections hit a 6-month high. This as a month-long surge continued in the country, third worst hit by the pandemic. India's richest state, Maharashtra, accounted for more than half of the over 89,000 new cases reported by the National Health Ministry in the last 24 hours. In the southern state of Karnataka, authorities ordered gyms to be closed, barred functions at religious places, and told cinema halls, bars, pubs, and restaurants to limit the number of people allowed in. India's capital, New Delhi, recorded more than 3,500 cases, its highest this year, but its chief minister ruled out another lockdown for now. Daily coronavirus cases have surged from around 15,000 in early March to 88,000 or so at the start of April. India follows only the United States and Brazil in infections, with more than 12 million recorded since the start of the outbreak. The government has intensified its vaccination drive in recent weeks, but the shots have been slow to reach India's 1.3 billion people. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention updated its guidance to say fully vaccinated people can travel within the U.S. without getting tested for the coronavirus or going into quarantine afterward. Still, the CDC director urged caution and said she would advocate against general travel overall, given the rising number of infections. According to the CDC, more than 100 million people in the U.S., or about 30% of the population, have received at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. A person is considered fully vaccinated 2 weeks after receiving the last required dose. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.